A passion for Kent sport.
BBC Radio Kent.
Wednesday lunchtime, it's 23 minutes to one. Here's Ben, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and we'll start with rugby union and more bad news for England's governing body. The RFU has released a statement in the last couple of hours responding to the Times newspaper, which published selected highlights of a leaked report handed to the Professional Game Board, who are conducting a review into England's performance at the World Cup in New Zealand. The statement, written by the board's chairman Ian Metcalfe, says, "It is disappointing and frustrating that confidential reports submitted to the PGB have been put into the public domain, when all involved were promised that their views would remain private for the ultimate goal of improving the England team. The reporting of selective elements and of those documents is also counterproductive to that aim." The BBC's rugby correspondent is Ian Robertson.
"The whole saga of each and every failure through six dreadful weeks, both on and off the field, have been exposed. Poor coaching, appalling indiscipline and indiscretions by some of the players not properly punished, rifts in the players' camp, strident criticism of the backroom staff, only Graham Rowntree emerges in credit, all combined to undermine the whole campaign to produce the worst England World Cup performance since 1987. The chairman of the Professional Game Board, Ian Metcalfe, is naturally upset that this has all appeared in print, highlighting all the negative aspects of events in New Zealand. The problem is, there were a lot of those negative aspects."
So football now, and Gillingham captain Andy Frampton was full of praise for his side after their 3-2 win over Bournemouth in the first round of the FA Cup last night. He commended the character of the Gills and told BBC Radio Kent the magic of the FA Cup made victory all the more special.
"Oh, they're fantastic. They're always great games, certainly the FA Cup. We did very well in the first game to come back from 3-1 down, and it looked like it may happen again the other way tonight. But a very entertaining tie, and extremely great atmosphere by the end."
Meanwhile, Bromley have slipped to 18th in the Blue Square South, just one place above the relegation zone, after losing 2-1 at home to Hampton and Richmond Borough last night. Boss Mark Goldberg apologised to fans for their recent slump, but said he was determined to avoid a relegation fight. He also told the New Shopper website that a mixture of money and team spirit led to the departures of Warren McBean and Harry Harding on Monday. There is some good news for the club, though. They've signed Bermuda winger Quaidar Maynard on a permanent deal. England, who are now up to fifth in the world rankings, will begin their 2014 World Cup qualifying campaign away to Moldova on the 7th of September, followed by a home game against the Ukraine on the 11th. Michael Ballack is set to make his 100th European appearance for Bayer Leverkusen against Chelsea in the Champions League tonight. Arsenal, meanwhile, host Borussia Dortmund, knowing a win will seal safe passage into the knockout stages. In Formula One, Robert Kubica will miss part of the 2012 season, he revealed today, as he recovers from a rally accident that nearly ended his career. On Twitter, he said, "My recovery is still very encouraging, and my doctors keep being impressed. I just need more time and want to be 100% ready before I commit to anything driving related." And finally, Steve, we've been hearing about what you want to be buried with this afternoon. Kent's new batsman, Mike Powell, may want to be reunited with his rib.
His rib.
The 34-year-old joined Kent from Glamorgan yesterday, but it appears there will always be a part of him that will remain at Sapphire Gardens.
"When I was, I had the complications with my arm, which was actually a blood clot under the rib cage. They had to remove my rib to let the blood flow properly. A few complications, had about a week on life support and about 10 days in intensive care. Anyway, when they took the rib out, it seemed a bit strange to throw it in the bin, so I asked them if they could keep it. And then it just sort of stayed there on the side of my bed while I was in hospital. So I thought, well, I'll bury it at the ground, why not? You know, so that's what I did. There'll always be a part of me down at the Sapphire Gardens."
It's a novel idea.
It is. I thought he was going to say that he used it as a stump. Yeah, or the bales, and that's what it was. It was bits of his rib. How lovely. Well, what a strange thing. You want to be careful what you're digging up in places, don't you? Nice one. Thank you, matey. Cheers, Ben. Hey, birthday boy today, Bruce Hornsby. He's 57. Well, that's the way it is, see?